The United Methodist Church has ruled that a lesbian minister can remain in good standing with the church and continue in the ministry. A church court in Bothell, Washington, issued its ruling on the case of Karen Dahman this afternoon. Stephen Drockler, director of information for the church, explains the decision.
The first issue the court decided in a unanimous 13-0 vote was that the Reverend Karen Dahman is a self-avowed practicing homosexual. The second vote that was taken dealt with the charge against her that she was involved in practices incompatible with Christian teachings, which is, and the trial court, by a vote of 11 votes not guilty, 0 votes guilty, and 2 votes of that amount to abstentions. And so she was found not guilty of that charge.
Now, this seems like a major theological shift for the Methodist Church. As I understand it, the church believes homosexuality is incompatible with church teachings. Is this a shift?
The trial court issued a statement as it was reading its verdict in the case dealing with that issue. And what they found based upon the testimony was that there was not a declaration in the church discipline that the practice of homosexuality is incompatible with Christian teaching. What they did find was that the church has declared, and I'm quoting, that inclusiveness means openness, acceptance, and support that enables all persons to participate in the life of the church, the community, in the world, and that inclusiveness denies every semblance of discrimination.
And so you would say this is not a major theological shift?
I think what this indicates is that, as the trial court indicated, was that the trial court itself was, as I'm quoting here again, was far from unanimous regarding biblical and theological understanding. They also said that the doctrine rises out of the life of the church, they believe that they have fulfilled their judicial task.
As you said, the church court was divided on this important issue. The Episcopalians have gone through a divisive debate over a similar issue, and there has been talk of a split in the church. Do you worry that the Methodist decision might also end up creating this kind of divisiveness and concerns about the church fracturing?
Well, the United Methodist Church has been discussing this issue since 1972. Like society, it is not unanimous in its decisions on the issue, but it has engaged in a vigorous, healthy debate, which is something that we United Methodists do a lot of.
Stephen Drockler is the Director of Public Information for the United Methodist Church. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.